Good evening. It's Elle.
Oh, and
I guess you should go first.
Well, why? Because something's before.
But your tea. It's booked and busy with tea and L, not L and T.
Hey, it's tea. Hello. Howdy.
And L. Back at it again. We were just listening to these audios of Sir Kevin Samuels, the people.
Don't give that man a sir title if he's not.
I mean, you know, these people, I don't know. People love to tear people down. And like I was telling my good sis T over here, you know, certain advice is for certain people. And those people just, first of all, he's not on our frequency. And the people that listen to him aren't on our frequency.
And
so, yes, he may have some valid points. And I'm not even going to say all of them. Maybe like 1%. But his delivery is trash.
He's incredibly condescending.
Condescending as fuck. And yeah.
But yeah. The clips that I was listening to on my phone came from his Instagram. So he's not going to play anything where he looks dumb. Like, I don't think he's going to put anything out there where somebody like corrects him, because it always, from the ones that we've listened to, and we only listened to what, like three, four?
Yeah, three.
So we can't fully speak on it, but it sounds like all of those women misunderstood what he was initially trying to say. So I feel like if
he's a narcissist, because people like that don't think that they ever sound dumb, even when they do.
I know. Literally, and it goes back to, I will not repeat it here, but it goes back to what I said.
Well, we were gonna like play an audio and talk about it, but that just gave me a minor headache. I'll just, you know, I digress.
I just think, all in all, I'll say is, I think if you are someone such as him, who, and you have a large platform and you're giving dating advice, you need to make sure you're very clear on the people that you are talking about. Because I was like, I think he just does a lot of generalization.
But you kind of have to. In a sense, when you're giving advice like that on a platform,
that's why you shouldn't. Instagram, that's why, and YouTube, that is exactly why you should not give advice like that on a platform that big. That's my point.
I mean,
go to see a therapist.
Ayana that's does it. Dr. Phil does it. He's no different. To be honest, he's really no different.
And I don't like Not Nan One.
So. I mean, I'm just having, you know, a little comparison.
I get you.
They all the same. Oprah, you could throw Oprah in there too. But yeah, he ain't no different. And who was it? The Derek Jackson guy. He would do videos like that too. But yeah, they all the same. They all coupled together. Just, you know, different levels for different people.
Well, now he's
different frequencies. Them people just aren't on our frequency. That's all. He's an interesting character. But one of my swing sisters, she reposted a video of him, and she said this was her guilty pleasure.
I mean, I could definitely see how you can get caught up. I will probably watch some videos and be like, but
that's just wild.
I just don't like when women fall into that trap of like seeking out this advice from a man who's not going to fully understand your situation.
I mean, they went and bought out Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. Girl, it's a whole industry.
It is, but I think it's just because people at the end of the day.
And look at Steve.
You're right. But I think at the end of the day, people get desperate. So that if anybody seems as though they, like, we could literally put out some shit and just tell women to stop being dumb. Because the one that we did listen to, the lady that was like, oh, I think I could change, can change his mind. Like, bitch, you too old to be thinking that you can change a man's mind about anything.
She dug herself a hole.
Yeah, she that did. One definitely that one was did. Embarrassing.
That,
So I don't fully disagree with him. I just think sometimes you have to, I don't know, if you're going to listen to stuff like that, take it with a grain of salt. Because I could see women who I guess would not be deemed as high value, because this means they would probably have low self-esteem, hearing what he says and then taking that and being like, oh, I'm worthless. I'm nothing because I'm in this stage in my life.
Well, as he told the good sis, Tiffany, I think that was her name, that was not her fight. This is not our fight.
Yeah, it's not. Well, I mean, I'm technically in the category.
What did I just say? But dumb ain't your frequency of people.
I mean, I'm not finna fight it, though.
It ain't your fight, sis. It ain't your fight.
But then the way he be like, how old are you? You're 41.
But his ass is 50.
55.
Came from a single parent household. He is the statistic that he speaks of.
But he's a high value.
And he's not married. But he's not married because he wears a fucking suit. Okay.
That's part of the characteristics of being a high value man.
Let me start wearing.
You gotta care about how you look, which I do agree with. I think you should always put effort in how you look. Shouldn't be walking around looking
absolutely.
Like Boo Boo the Fool, but
a whole mess.
Anywho, what are we gonna talk about?
Updates.
I guess you're going first.
Updates.
Go ahead,
L. I have any updates?
Still, DJ Bae.
Still with DJ Bae, you know.
Hey, y'all, L is booed up. I don't see her no more.
Bada booed up.
We don't talk.
Whoa. You know. T stopped calling me in the morning, and, you know, I felt some type of way about it. But, you know, I understand we cannot change people and how they maneuver themselves. So, you know, I still call T.
Pause for a second to the people. No, because what you're not going to do is play me out here in these streets to make it seem. And I told Elle's crusty ass. And I said, I will not call you in the morning. I'm going to give you your time.
But did I ask for said space?
No, but I also knew that you and DJ Bae be up all night doing whatever y'all do. And then when I did call you, the few times that I did continue to call, your ass wasn't up or wasn't ready to speak. And on top of that, sometimes my conversations are not meant for DJ Bae's ears.
So I would put my AirPods in.
Girl.
Or I would go in the kitchen, or I'll go in the living room.
Yeah, if you were up.
Or but DJ Bae would be asleep.
You don't even be up. So I just said, you know what? You call me when you are up and ready and in position to listen. Well, I got to call, hello? And then I'm getting the hello monster. And I'm just like, girl, go ahead, put your AirPods in so I can tell you some tea. I ain't got time, my good sis. I ain't got time. So I was giving you time. And then you can call me when you are ready to converse on the phone. In a safe space that I will feel comfortable sharing whatever deets I have to share. But I ain't got shit going on, so.
Okay.
Now, do you understand?
I've always understood. All I'm saying is I did not ask for said space. That's all I'm saying. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I mean, you don't have to ask, but I'm going to give it.
No. But anyway, I don't have any updates. DJ Bae and I celebrated 2 months together yesterday. That was fun. And I mean, that's it. School started. I'm back in school. School started on Friday. Promotion's still going good. Oh, I got an adjunct position at my school.
Girl, you giving too much personal stuff.
I just said an adjunct position.
Oh.
That's it. I didn't say what school. I didn't say, you know, what I was doing. And that's it. You know, bigger and better things. That's it. Still on a cloud.
Y'all, she floating.
Don't do that.
She is floating. That's why I stay over here. Like, you float. Go ahead and float,
girl. I want everybody to be floating with me, though.
I'm floating.
I know you're floating. I want everybody floating with me.
But you float on that cloud. I'm on my cloud, floating by myself.
Can we meet in the middle?
Yeah, we might pass.
Bitch.
We might be
this
is what
I'm talking about.
Our clouds might be in traffic together.
All right.
Hey, girl.
T has no rap for me, y'all. It's okay.
I do have rap for you,
you don't even want to share the same fucking cloud with me.
Girl, because you're on another. It's a different cloud.
Why is it a different cloud, T?
You're in a. I'm on the I love me, myself, and I cloud, and you're on the. I'm in a new relationship and I love everything cloud. These are two totally different clouds.
I'm gonna love myself cloud too.
Yeah, but that cloud
I bounce around. There's different clouds. It's different clouds.
The main cloud that you live on is the relationship cloud, which is fantastic. I'm happy for you. I want you to enjoy that cloud. I'm on my cloud, enjoying my cloud. Sometimes the clouds need to be apart. You're in a different cloud.
There you go.
You're in a different cloud group than me.
Okay.
When my time comes, girl, I'm be in that cloud group like, hey, girl, I'm in a relationship cloud. Whoop, whoop. But right now, I'm in
Okay. Go ahead. Update the people.
I don't have none.
You got a roster. What you mean? This I'm talking about, y'all. T be acting like she ain't got all this stuff going on.
I don't have anything.
But you have a whole roster. You got notes in your phone and stuff on these niggas.
There's no one that's like, you know.
That's fine. That's the whole point of a roster.
I mean, I haven't met.
We still building a starting five.
Okay, so.
How many people are on this roster?
It was really only two. I think Plant Guy got the hint.
Dang, what happened to, you need nicknames for these niggas, because,
Which one?
Okay, so there's Firefighter. There's Firefighter. There's Plant. Plant Guy, we'll say Plant Guy's bench right
okay,
now.
Okay, so real just quick update. I think I said in the last one, was that before or after my birthday?
I don't remember.
The last time we recorded was before my birthday.
Yes.
So.
Oh, yeah. She celebrated a birthday and it was bomb.
Oh, yes. That was fun.
You know. Okay.
But prior to my birthday, I think the last time we recorded, I think I said that Plant Guy, I think, got the hint. Plant Guy called me for my birthday and then was like, oh, we broke up. And I was like, but we were never in a relationship. And that creeped me out. And so I think he's finally got it. Because I haven't heard from him yesterday or today.
Wow, two whole days. I thought you were going to say like a week.
No, but that's good. Because normally he's, you know, he's quick with the good morning. But I haven't been given, I've just, you know how I do. I float, float on. Bye, I'm on a cloud. So Plank, I think, is done. There's Firefighter. Firefighter's been around for a few months, but I don't know. It's cool.
Then
there's, we're just gonna call him Bank of America. Cause that's where he works.
Oh, gosh. Thank you for... Did you pay attention at all?
In what?
When we learned sign language.
Girl, that was back in 1975. Yes.
Okay, thank you. See, I know these niggas' names. She's coming up with these nicknames on the spot.
So, yeah, we're going to call him Bank of America.
Okay, BOA.
I like him, but he seems to really listen to... Mr. Kevin Samuels a lot, so that's a little...
That's concerning.
Yeah, it's a little... And then, like, some things from his relationship past are a little dicey for me. Like, he was engaged.
What happened?
Like, 10 years ago, and...
How old is he?
He's 2 years older than me.
Oh, okay.
He was engaged 10 years ago, and they broke it off, whatever. I forgot why.
That's important.
It had something to... He broke it off. He broke it off, and it had something to do with... Why did... Damn.
Is it in your notes?
That part's not in my notes. I don't know. I can't remember. But I know after that, he like didn't date women who had children because his ex-fiance had two kids. And like he didn't like the fact that it was just like up and gone. And like he couldn't, because they were together for a while. So, yeah.
So he got attached and bless.
Excuse me. Sorry, guys. Then the last part, the most recent person that he dated, that ended. And he said because it seems like he has an issue when women are insecure and try to rush along the relationship process, mm-hmm. which I was like, well, sir, you don't have to worry about.
Right.
You'll probably be begging me because I will be like, nah, I'm cool. I'm cool living over here. That's it, girl. There's the dude from that I met at my birthday party, but I've been ignoring him. I just got like there's no roster. That's how like there's no. I'm literally not talking to anybody. For real, for real. I'm talking to myself.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's all that matters. You know,
I mean,
loving yourself.
Kevin Samuels says at this rate, I die alone with Bella.
Shut up. Low frequency. We ain't there. He's no. You are not him. He's not you. He's not the women he's talking to.
But you know, what I will say is, I am trying to be less cutthroat and more open to certain things. But I'm trying to be mindful of what I'm open to.
Softer side, a more open side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm working on that.
I'm proud of
you. But I'm also trying to, like, again, because, like, so just because I've seen red flags in both Firefighter and Bank of America, I'm not like, okay, I'm just going to completely, like, girl, yesterday, whenever Bank of America popped in my head, I reached out. You know that's how I.
Okay.
I don't do that.
Baby steps.
Baby. We are crawling over here.
All right.
So, you know, we'll see. I don't know. I don't know if the person for me is in online dating, though.
The person for you may not be in Maryland.
Where I got to go, Elle?
I don't know.
Where I'm supposed to go? It's COVID. Where I'm supposed to go?
Might be going to Charlotte or something. I don't know.
I see what you're trying to do. Hey, Superman.
We miss you.
We miss you so much, Zaddy. Whoa.
All right. I don't miss you at all. That just took it away.
I do. We actually FaceTimed the other day.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He was getting ready to go night-night.
Oh. I saw his pictures on Instagram. It's nice.
Looking all cute and stuff.
Looking like his daddy.
Well, hey, I like his daddy too. So.
Horrible.
Hey.
Other update, y'all. Guess who was in my inbox?
Who? See, it's audience.
Comeback Kid? Was that his nickname?
Yes.
Comeback Kid was in the inbox. And I didn't recognize him because his beard was gone. Like, y'all. First of all, beards are for men what makeup is for women.
Yes, but here's the difference. At some point in the relationship, you will see that woman without her makeup.
Absolutely. I completely
You might see her without her makeup on the first
agree.
Day if you
exactly.
If you hitting right.
That beard, though.
You might not see that.
What Oompa Loompa face is this? Because he had the mustache. I was just like,
Yeah, girl, he looked like a pedophile.
I was like, I dodged a bullet.
Come back here. You look like a pedophile. You probably never hear this, but know that you look like a pedophile.
Oh, my gosh. It was disgusting. But apparently he, you know, wanted to check in on a sister, good sis, and, you know, say hello. I don't know why, you know, 2021, people want to just say hello. Bye, nigga.
Girl.
I don't know. There was nothing transpired from that interaction. I just want to share that with the people.
Well, Yes, that's updates, updates. Why last night I kept saying backpack, backpack.
Horrible. Okay, so what is your newest obsession on Instagram? What tags are you following?
Bus it challenge.
Are you going to attempt one?
No. No, what is it? Bad feelings or anything towards anybody that does that. But you, girl, you know, I literally don't like attention. So why would I? Why?
I mean, for yourself. I have plenty of videos on my phone of just me for myself that have never been posted for no reason whatsoever.
I mean, I laugh at myself all the time. I just don't need to. I'm good. I'm good.
I be bored. It's the only child in me. I don't be doing nothing. I just be bored.
Yeah, and that's probably, you know, y'all grow up playing with yourself. That sounds
horrible. That sounds horrible. I mean, well, did that too.
Well, oh, yeah.
But
okay.
So, no.
But you have to entertain yourself, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I just like all the challenges. I'm never going to do one. Don't ever ask
What's
me.
What's your top three? So, Busset Challenge.
Busset Challenge. The Junebug one.
Junebug
that.
I don't understand. I don't understand any of these challenges.
You have to see the original video.
Okay, see, that's.
And then he
what's he the original? You're going to have to show me the original. Because I don't know what you're talking about. So, there's an original Busset?
Yeah, I think they all somebody either starts the challenge or it comes from somebody doing something and then they make a challenge out of it. So somebody probably did amazing transformation on TikTok.
I'm late.
And then they busted down. But that came from because Meg the Stallion made the new crybaby dance. So that's
right.
Not all these women are doing it right. You're supposed to do the Meg the Stallion crybaby.
Oh, okay.
And some of these women are just shaking ass.
Gotcha.
Yes. Which I'm like, how do you get it to do that?
I will attempt later.
Okay. Good.
Not now.
Come on. These people came to see you.
I'm good. You can record me later and see if I could actually do it. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with needing some wall support because the knees.
Oh, I'm here for it.
The getting down isn't the problem.
I have a couple walls to choose from.
But you know what they never show them doing? Getting back up.
See, you know what trips me out? Because I've attempted to record a reel on Instagram and I felt like I was ancient because.
I'm like,
what amazes me about these challenges is people's editing skills.
That's why I like them.
I'm like, wow, how did you?
You remember that Instagram video I sent you of that lady when it was the, what was the chat? Basically, you go from looking in a drab outfit to like a fly one.
Mm-hmm.
And she had on the over the knee Tims.
Oh, yes.
And all she did was just, like, her transition was shit.
Yes.
I appreciate that video so much because that would be.
That would be me.
And she was, like, out of breath coming. I love that video. That's a video that lives rent-free in my head. It lives rent-free. It don't pay no rent. Not a single dollar.
So, what's the third one? So, you said Busset, Junebug.
I mean, I'm over the inauguration stuff.
Those Bernie memes were hilarious,
though. Yeah, they were. Poor Bernie. I don't, I do really like all the Black Love stuff. Like, I follow the Black Love page.
Oh, yeah.
I do like all of their.
The cuddle challenge. The random cuddle challenge.
I do not like that one.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, but that makes sense with me. Like, I...
Yes. Did you get the video I sent you? It said, I think it was, like, earth signs when someone's showing emotion. And it was like someone's bawling. And you're like, Pat.
That is literally me.
I was like, oh, my God, this is too me. Oh, my goodness.
That is so me.
It's like, Pat, like, on the top of the head. Pat. I was like, oh, my God, this is
me. Like, what are you crying for? It is not that bad. You drop your pen. Just fucking pick it up. It's okay. Why are you crying?
It was hilarious. But yeah.
Yeah, the cuddle challenge is weird to me.
I think it depends. Like, some of the ones I've seen have been, like, kind of cute. I like when people do their children. I think that's cute.
Yeah.
But, yeah, some of them have been, you know.
I don't want to see grown folks cuddling.
Girl, why was I about to look for my phone?
Ooh.
To look up my Ooh. Top. Okay, anyway.
It's right there.
So, yeah, old person. Okay. My top things. So, okay.
Soap?
No. Oh. Well, soap, yes. Soap, birth, calligraphy, the usuals. But I've been following a lot of, you'll be like, duh, a lot of lesbian couples with children.
Of course. Yeah, let me tell y'all something real quick about Elle. Elle is like a chameleon when she's in a relationship. Literally, she may have never talked about the thing ever in life. Let her person that she's with, her person will be like, yo, I really like rapping clowns. Elle will then become an expert in rapping clowns. She's joined every Facebook group that has to do with rapping clowns. She knows how to break into the clown rapping industry. Like, she knows everything about a fucking rapping clown. So it does not surprise me.
But what may surprise, maybe, before DJ Bae even came into the picture, I followed these pages.
See, you were manifesting this life already.
I was already following these pages. So it was just like, it's almost like Instagram knew that I was in a relationship because they like pop up even more, even though I wasn't clicking on them. So it was like, it was a weird algorithm thing. So like these people pop up even more. But yeah, that and, what else? I don't know.
Look at you. You're
I'm more scrolling than anything.
I do follow a lot of I don't like, they're like self-help. Like, okay. My therapist, I told you, she gave me like a bunch of pages to follow.
Yes.
So like I follow a lot of those.
Okay.
You know, essentially like how not to be toxic.
Okay.
So I follow a lot of
those. All should work on not being
toxic. And I like toxic people. I have found lately that I am in a really good place of, I really enjoy me.
Okay.
Which is dangerous because I feel myself, I said this to my therapist, I was like, I feel myself getting a little hermity.
I felt that. That's why I asked permission days prior to my arrival. Hey, do you mind if I come over? Y'all should have seen T's face because I could see the wheels turning.
Because it's a Sunday.
Because it's like, first of all, I know my friend.
It's a Sunday.
I can't come over late because she likes to prepare and get herself together. Like right now, it's 7:40 p.m. I have overstayed my welcome. I'm trying to be out by 8 o'clock so good sis can do what she got to do.
That is accurate.
So I was like, I know it's Sunday. She like to have her time. Even though it's Sunday, I don't know if she still even really want me to come over for real because she's been enjoying her. But, you know, I'm here. I made it.
What was that?
What was that? I don't know.
We're being nosy, y'all.
But yes, you scare me when you become like this.
Why?
I gotta check up on you sometimes, girl.
Well, why does it scare
you? Because you isolate and you isolate.
But I mean, you're having a grand old time.
That's fine.
So what's the problem?
You get a little attitudinal. You get a little.
Oh,
that's fuck the world.
I be like,
it's not fuck the world, but like what's the word I want to use?
I don't know, but I'm waiting for you to find it.
I mean, like, fuck everybody else. It's tea time.
What's wrong with that? What's the problem? What's the problem? What is the problem? I don't get, because I feel like so this throughout my singledom, mm-hmm. it has been told to me, you gotta love yourself. You gotta love yourself. Spend time with yourself.
See, people,
and then I finally get to a heart. Place where I'm like, ooh, I really love myself. I'm having a great time by myself. And the niggas is like, ugh, we get you over there by yourself.
I didn't say that.
Well,
but
shit.
You know, just don't neglect the little people.
I'm
that's
not
all.
Neglecting little people. I am literally giving people space. Like, I remember what it is like when you are in a new, y'all, let me tell y'all, and I know DJ Bae gonna hear this. DJ Bae and L can't be apart for more than a couple of hours. Literally. And I know what that feels. I remember what that feels like. So I have spent plenty of time with you. So I will step back and allow you and DJ, when you have time for me, girl, I'll be here. But I'm not. I'm literally letting y'all go ahead, go flourish, go intermingle, go do all of that. But what you want from me? What you want? Y'all, she sounds crazy. Literally, Elle has told me, no, you know, sometimes this might be your space to be by yourself and, you know, just really enjoy your alone time. I'm enjoying my alone time. And then she's like,
eh. I'm being a Cancer. That's
you're enjoying all. Your alone time too much. Just like, you're too much fun. Right? Like,
no. No, yeah. I'm letting, I'm giving you permission. That's not what I'm saying. You are, you know, you have gone through some changes. You are opening your things to new experiences.
Girl, my chakra.
New people.
I was waiting for somebody to get this coochie chakra.
Oh, okay. Open. All right, sacral chakra.
I can't wait.
You know, new experiences, new people. It's like, okay. It's like watching your child get on the bus for the first time.
Yeah.
That first day of school.
I wish somebody could be here to punch out. This is absolutely ridiculous.
And you're like, oh, tink tink. T's face. T's gonna punch me.
Literally.
And I have no witnesses.
Literally.
But like, you know, I'm proud of you, friend. Girl. I love that this is the space I wanted you to be in.
But then yes. When I'm in it, she big mad, y'all.
I'm not big mad.
Little mad.
It's like, no, I just miss my friend. That's all. That's why I'm here.
Girl, I am here. You are over there in lovely land. Y'all, these, when I tell y'all, at one point I thought to myself, oh, DJ Beta moved in. Because
no.
I was like, Elle literally said, today, and you said it, you were like, oh, yeah, DJ Bae's staying at their place tonight. And I was like, girl, you a lie. And then you told the story about how they found something that they had to get. And I was like, literally, DJ Bae gonna be like, oh, this chapstick. I gotta go bring this over to L real quick, fast.
No, when I leave here, I'm going home.
Yes, and DJ Bae will be home in the parking
no.
lot waiting for you.
Because I have homework to do.
There was literally, I had said to L one time, she was like, oh, no, I'm not going to see DJ Bae until, like, it was sometime late in the week. Y'all, I promise you, the next day, or even late, it might have been later on that same day, DJ Bae was there and has been there ever since. I didn't even say nothing. I just chuckled to myself because I get it.
It just happened.
Girl, yes, because
it wasn't planned.
DJ Bae said, oh shit, Eldon left this chapstick. Let me go bring it. Or oh, this piece of string. She might need this. Let me go over and bring it.
Oh my gosh. No, we're really gonna, you know. I don't have the boys this week. I do have some things to do. Now, I will say DJ Bae has really helped me to, like, get my house in order and my room situated.
And DJ Bae would be the only person to do it that you wouldn't get upset with, because if it were me, you'd have been ready to cuss me out.
Not true, because I still want your help with my closet.
Yes, but I'm talking about the throwing away of things and stuff like that.
Oh.
I feel like only DJ Bae could have done that for
no,
you.
No, there's still some things. I need your help. there's still
if I come, I'm just throwing it away. I'm not asking questions, so you can be in your feelings and be mad about it. You'll step out of them when you're ready.
Oh gosh, no. No, I feel like, and I'm not a hoarder. Not one of those people on. My place does not look like an episode of Hoarders. Don't let the people think I have a hoarder looking apartment. It doesn't look
like that, but it's, you know how people say like, oh, you a cheeseburger away from.
No, I'm not. What? Oh my gosh, you're painting a picture for the people. Girl, that's inaccurate.
You some bags of trash away from.
Not some bag. No, see y'all. No, quarter is like a 10. I'm like a 2. I'm not anything over a 5.
I can agree with that.
I'm about to say I am not.
But you know what? There. I think hoarding is in the eye of the beholder, right? Because it depends on how neat you are. Somebody could come into my place and think that I'm a hoarder.
A hoarder of plants.
You better leave my.
No, I'm just saying. What do you have a lot of? You have a lot of plants.
Yes.
That's not a bad hoard to have.
Yeah.
Your the air in your apartment is full of great clean oxygen.
It is. That's why people come in here and it's just they won't leave. Well, no one's been over.
But I have released a lot of clothing, and then you know, moving twice. You all know that ordeal. Moving twice, you know, I had to release a lot of things. And then I also keep finding stuff of the original ex, the baby daddy, like paperwork and stuff of his that I keep finding. So
I thought I should have waited.
I did. I didn't know. There were things I didn't even know I still had.
See, this is the thing. You don't move right. Like, when you have to pack That's up true. And move, you don't, you just pack everything
I, yes,
up
I pack everything.
And you move and
I just,
it with
yep,
you.
Mm-hmm, that's what
no,
I do.
No, you got to go through that stuff. There is not an iota of paperwork in here. The only thing that belongs partially to my ex that is in this place is the child that we share. There is not and the divorce decree and the marriage certificate. That's it. It's the only thing in here. That is associated with him, and I can't get rid of those things. And I wouldn't. Right. Well, I wouldn't want to get rid of my little nugget. But I will tell y'all this: when he got picked up, I almost threw him out the house. I was ret for him to go. Bye. Woo! My time. Hey.
Oh my gosh! But yeah, things are looking better.
That's good.
I just have clothes to put away.
I can't get on Facebook dating. Somebody is blocking me. I think he's there.
You think your guy is on Facebook? Show me. Show me your issue with Facebook.
My phone's behind you over there. Come on. Ooh, look at the little arms reach. Ooh.
Really? Oh, your number doesn't show. Your thing doesn't show.
It should be decent enough.
Okay. So should T do Facebook dating or not? Y'all?
I can't get on it. So it's a no. Because you're supposed to have a little heart something down here.
I never had that.
Well, I can't get to it. It's supposed to show up either over here.
Even if you search it?
I can get blood before I can.
Did you search it?
I did. See? Dating. There mm-hmm. it is. And then when somebody showed me go to about, you're supposed to click here. This always happens. I'm connected.
IDK. You think he's on there?
I mean, he could be. But I can't.
I think the next episode we'll talk about getting T on Facebook dating officially.
Or another dating app to try. You know, I'm open.
Have you tried Soul Swipe?
What the heck is Soul Swipe?
It's like the Black Tinder, like Black or BLK.
I'm on BLK.
Yeah, Soul Swipe is the same type of app. Situation.
What's the caliber? Because I was like,
I don't. These niggas, all the niggas the same.
These Dusty McDustersons, like,
they're all the same. Would you ever enlist the assistance and services of a matchmaker?
Yes, I'll do it. Whoever.
Or would you hire a dating coach?
Look, I will let her set me up right there. I'm down for whatever.
Would you hire a dating coach to review your online profiles?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not? What do I have to lose? Nothing. Like, I'm very... Okay, say less. Next.
I know a dating coach.
Oh, see, nah.
Maybe... Yeah. I'm going to see if we can get her to come on here and give her advice.
Oh, she about to read me for filth. I feel it in my spirit.
I don't think anyone could read anyone for filth like the Pattern app, so...
I don't know. I'm trying. But I also think part of me is just like, I'm really tired.
I understand that.
Yeah, like there's a certain level of like, I feel like effort and interest that you have to put into like being on dating apps and stuff. And that lasts all of about 2 seconds for me. And then I'm like, maybe he'll be the FedEx guy, or maybe he'll see me walk. Maybe he'll drive by, see me walking the dog, and he'll stop and be like,
"My queen."
Yes, she's my queen to be.
I feel you. I was like, honestly, right before DJ Bay shot their shot, I felt that way. Yeah. I was just like, you know what? I'm okay with not having any more children. I'm okay with possibly not getting married. Like, I was setting myself up for that. I was just like, I'm tired. And whoever I'm supposed... If I don't know them already, then I just wasn't meant to be with anybody. That's where I was at.
Yeah.
So, I understand that.
I'm like, tired.
And you in this land of me, land of tea.
I mean, it sucks because COVID. Because I would go out more.
I mean, things are back open, girl. 25%
yes,
capacity.
But you were my partner that I went out with.
I could still go out.
Girl, y'all, I don't think you understand.
You have an app. First of all, things just opened up like 2 days ago.
Okay, so the next time you're free.
Let's go out.
We'll go out. And you'll hunt out men for me.
Yes. Ooh, can we go to the Mexican spot?
Are they back open?
I don't know. I got to call and ask. I've been wanting a margarita.
They were really, really good.
So good.
They were really, really good.
So, that's what we're going to work on for the next episode, is you getting on Facebook dating, and we're going to, you know, go out. We'll plan it out.
Y'all hear this, right? It's recorded, so.
It's recorded. I have witnesses. It's proof, and it'll be posted because in the next 24 hours.
The way I'll be. Y'all can see her face because she knows I'm right.
Nope. I am proving you wrong.
Okay. But she has to put a lot of effort to prove me wrong.
No. Because a lot of effort, like what?
Naturally.
You know what?
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's new love, girl. You be all obsessed. You're like, ooh, that's Shani's cookies.
It's interesting. Not that I don't feel that way. It's just like, I think it's just a natural, like, I don't feel like DJ, it doesn't feel like a hovering. It feels like I'm hanging out with my friend.
Bestie.
I said my friend. Bestie. No one can replace you. Bestie. No, not a bestie. I feel like I'm hanging out with my friend. It doesn't feel like my boo.
I mean, that's nice. That's comfortable.
Yeah, And we don't even be doing nothing half the time. We watch movies. DJ Bay plans nice dates and indoor dates. We cook together, or, no, they'll cook for me. I cook, whatever. Hang out with the boys. And that's it. But, yeah, for the most part, just... Then, like, we realized a couple days go by, I'm like, oh, you've been here, like... For 5 days. Didn't realize that. Maybe you should go to your house.
Not maybe. I was like, oh,
sorry, my bad. I kind of kept you hostage.
That's nice, though. Like, that's like such a good place to be in.
Because usually people annoy me. You know, I like my space.
Girl.
I like my space.
Literally, like I said, when you said to me, oh, no, DJ Bay, I won't see them until... like Thursday or whatever.
That's and literally what we said.
And literally later that day, I think we FaceTime and I heard them in the background. I said, bitch. She a goddamn lie.
And it wasn't supposed to happen. It really wasn't supposed to happen.
And I knew it. I was like, oh, yeah. Look at them.
Whitney taking a shotgun.
Yes, look at them.
We watching the Whitney story on Lifetime. Her and Bobby.
Yo, I know they had some good sex. Because they was probably high all the time when they had sex. Everything, earlobes probably. She probably could come off somebody tickle, blowing her ear. Like, oh, shit.
Horrible. Horrible. But, okay, y'all. I'm going to retreat to my home. DJ Bay will not be there when I get there.
Girl.
DJ Bay doesn't even have a key.
I was waiting for that. DJ Bay, you getting the key soon. Okay. I don't believe you. DJ Bay will have a key in like 2 months. Tops.
Okay, T. Well, good people.
Bye, y'all.
See? See, that's that me cloud. That's that me cloud. Toodles. You know, man.